For 20 years, Roy Quimby was a volunteer firefighter in the town of Unity. He boasts that he ran into buildings others ran out of. Now at 66, he's fighting something else.
Oh, it's totally devastating. You know, it's, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I was having some abdominal pain. We go in for a laparoscopy. No, that wrong word. Endoscopy. We've had a lot of oscopies. And we're told that it was cancerous. And it's like, you go in because your stomach hurts, you come out because you're afraid you're going to die.
Quimby beat esophageal cancer a few years ago, but it's back in his bones, his ribs, spine, pelvis, femur. There's no prognosis. 2 weeks to 10 years is the best doctors can offer. So for now, he's on chemo and on his motorcycle, a Harley he rides to all his medical appointments.
We're not going to do any heroics to keep me going. My wife's going to make the decisions. If, you know, if I'm going to be on a feeding tubes and breathing tubes and everything else, there's no sense in me being here. You know, I've always been active. I want to plan on staying active. If I'm going to sit around and stare at a ceiling, I don't need to be around anymore.
Quimby has an advance directive to ensure these wishes are carried out. He keeps a copy in Florida, where he spends his winters, and one at Norris Cotton Cancer Center in Nashua. If he had one, was actually one of the first questions staff at Norris Cotton asked. The entire Dartmouth-Hitchcock system is pushing its importance. DH has volunteers to help people complete the document and a team that works to ensure a patient's wishes are being followed. Dr. Sharona Sachs runs the palliative care group at the Lebanon campus. She encourages open conversations before serious illness or injury so that when certainty is needed, it's there.
For each person, what defines you and what do you most value and what are the outcomes that you would find acceptable or unacceptable? And spending some time really working through that with the people that are going to represent you.
Each morning, Sachs and her team sit down to discuss patients who may die in the next few months. Many of the cases are profoundly sad, and many of the families don't have advanced directives to guide the process.
It is uniquely human to believe that mortality happens to other people. And there is some magical thinking that sort of says if I begin to write my contract around what my mortality might look like, then it would actually happen to me, and that would be terrible. And so I think there's a natural avoidance of issues around death and dying.
Only about 1 in 4 adults in New Hampshire have advance directives, and that's on par with national averages. The federal government has tried to boost that number. The 2009 uproar over so-called death panels was in reaction to language in the Affordable Care Act. The basic plan was to reimburse doctors for the time they spent consulting with Medicare patients on end-of-life options and advanced care planning. Back in 1990, there was another effort started, something called the Patient Self-Determination Act. That requires most hospitals and nursing homes to provide information about advance directives to patients upon admission, though it's usually done in a cursory way. At Maplewood Nursing Home in Cheshire County, staff do more than just hand over a pamphlet. Lorraine Howard works in admissions.
The biggest barrier to doing an advance directive when someone comes in a nursing home if they don't have one is residents will sometimes worry that their doctors haven't told them something. Why are you talking to me about death right now? Or that their family's keeping something from them, and then it scares them.
Howard says if someone is too frightened to discuss the document at first, she'll usually try to bring up the issue again a few weeks later. With clear information about the document's purpose, most people come around. Maplewood has near 100% participation.
It's just good customer service to our residents. We want our residents to have the best life they can. And advance directives, I truly believe, is part of it.
Nursing homes are one thing. In the broader community, outreach can be a lot harder.
Our flyers are saying start the conversation.
Carol McShane is with TLC Nursing Associates. They provide home care services for people in New Hampshire and Vermont, and they're launching something called the Upper Valley Conversation Project, basically a series of meetings and events to encourage people to start advanced care planning. Experts are on hand to answer questions. There are guides and tools to help people talk about sensitive topics.
You know, we're not having a party. We're not, you know, we're not talking about stuff that's kind of fun to talk about. You know, life is fatal. We're all going to get to that point.
McShane says a lot of people don't fully understand what can happen if an advance directive isn't on record, especially during an emergency. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at those risks and the complicated legal system some families find themselves in. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.